In this week's parsha, we have the Isser of Shatnez, right? It appears twice in Chumash, in Parshas Kedoshim, Parshas Ki Teitze, but only in Parshas Ki Teitze does it say what Shatnez is, Lotilba. Shatnez, Tzemer, Upishtim, Yachdav. You're not allowed to mix Tzemer and Pishtim in clothing. And this is one of the more enigmatic mitzvos out of the 613. Like, why can't we wear clothing with Tzemer and Pishtim? There are many pshatim in the Mefarshim. Maybe the most straightforward one is Rashi, who just says it's a chok that we don't understand. But many of the other Mefarshim try to give explanations for it. And interestingly, the Bali Tosfos, you know, the Dasagin Bali Tosfos, the Chizkuni and the Rush, or Chaim Paltiel, all generally say more or less the same thing. The Bali Tosfos all give two pshatim. One pshat is, it's a type of like, you know, like almost like Me'ila, inappropriate. The big day kahuna are shatnez because they're fancy schmancy. We shouldn't have things that are as fancy as that, like the big day kahuna. Like you are, it's chutzpah for you to wear something like the big day kahuna. So it's too chasha for you. That's one shot. The other shot they give, I'll read from the Chizkuni. It's based on a medrash, but they take it a slightly different, different medrashim. They take this in different from different angles. They say it goes back to the very beginning of the world. Because there was a primordial takala with Tzemer and Pishtim, so we can't mix them anymore. What was the primordial takala? Hevel hevi mi b'choret sono, kain hevi mizera pishtan. Because Hevel brought Tzemer with its own. And Kayin, the Gemara says, brought, it doesn't say Mefurish, but the Medrash says he brought Pishtan. And somehow mixing those two together caused a terrible takala, the first murder from then on, it was all downhill and made on Lachadero. So therefore, because that mixing was bad, we can never mix Tzemer and Pishtan. Okay, that's found in many Midrashim and all the Bali Tosos here. This seems like a very peculiar pshat, like, because Hevel and Kayin brought Karbanos, we can't bring Tzemer and Pishtan. Like, what do we really care what they brought for Karbanos, and what does that have to do with mixing them? It's not because they mixed them, it's because they fought with each other. Like, what exactly is pshat? So there are many ways to take this, but one very, very nice pirish I saw is, what was the takala, and what does it have to do with mixing? We're allowed to wear tzemer, we're allowed to wear pishtim. Maybe the takala was the mixing. What's the point? Hevel had his avoda. Hevel was a roi tzon, and Kain was an oved adama. The roi tzon is the roi tzon, the oved adama is the oved adama. You know what? The roi tzon could have said, I'm the best roi tzon. And the oved adama say, I'm the best oved adama. And everyone's happy. But what happened? No. Instead of everyone doing their job the best they could, they mixed it. What did Kayin do? He says, no, you bring this carbon. If you bring a carbon, I'm going to bring a carbon the exact same time, the exact same place, the exact same way, because my carbon has to be the same as your carbon. And if your carbon happens to work and mine doesn't, then we're going to have to fight and kill each other, because we all have to compete to try to do the same thing better, instead of each of us doing our own thing. Instead of me being the best over to Hashem, you being the best over to Hashem, me having a good life, you have a good life, I have to do exactly what you do and get the same success and do better. We have to outdo each other. We have to mix our tafkidim and try and compete to win the race of who's best, instead of keeping our tafkidim separate and saying we're each best at doing the avoda that we have to do for us. That was, if benodam lamakom, the primordial sin is eitz hadas. We won't explain now. The primordial sin of benodam lachaver is what? Is the mixing, is instead of me being happy with myself and growing in myself and letting you be happy with yourself, saying, I'm the best me and you're the best you and we're both the best and we both win. Say, who's going to win? Whose carbon is better? Once we're competing and we're mixing, instead of realizing that we're each okay, doing our own thing, then from then on it's downhill and it ends up with what happened to Kayin and Hevel. Maybe that's why the Dori Doros, it's not something for the history books from 6,000 years ago. No, Lidore Doros, every time we get dressed, we go to the store to buy clothing, we have to remember that the first lesson of Menon L'Chavero, the lesson from Parshas Bereishis is, you don't have to mix everything. Let me do my thing, you do your thing. We could both be happy, we could both be proud, we could both be happy with each other's successes, and if we do that, then we'll be able to live together and won't end up like Kayin and Hevel. Shabbat Shalom.